Greetings everyone, this is your friend Warren Carr for InclusiveAndroid.com on this June 18th, 2016, and this time unboxing the LG K7. Hello, this time I'm unboxing the LG K7 on this June 18th, 2016. I'm going to be picking up the box now and unboxing it. Let's grab that box, shall we? Let's grab the box here. This is the device that I ordered about a week or so ago for $85, I believe. It's one of the low budget devices from LG. Let's see. And by the way, I'm using the Yumi Super in recording this little demonstration of the LG phone, and I believe I'm using the HiQ MP3 recorder. Want to see how this thing sounds, and I think it's letting me record in stereo because it allowed me, so we'll see how the Yumi sounds using a stereo recording. All right, so just open up that box. Let's take it out. This is the box. There's some cards and all that paper. All right, and then there's a box in here that it came in. Oh my goodness, it's one of those things I'm not happy about because it's hard to get out of the box. Oh my, it's always a struggle getting this out. It has that plastic, got to cut. Let's see. Well, my goodness, how do I go about getting this thing out of here? I want to make sure the box is not messed up, should in case I decide to return it for some reason, so I'm being careful here. Let's see if this time I'm not going to take a butter knife to it like I did the blue phone, but I'm going to take a little scissors to this one, see if I could pry open the box here. Let's see. All right, you can see I'm struggling with just trying to open the box. I don't think this is a good sign. My talkback may not even start on this thing anyway, so who knows. You know what? I'm just going to do whatever I'm going to do to this box and not worry about it. My golly. My. All right, now open up the plastic. Ooh. There's the phone. The phone feels pretty light, meaning it has a removable battery. See if I could find that. I missed all of this. There's a charging cord. There's the battery. There's a USB wall adapter. And what else is here? There's a booklet in there, so that can stay in there. Putting back the USB adapter and the charging cord. Now, here's the part that's interesting. I'm going to try to see if I can peel off the back of this phone. It feels comparing it to the Yumi, I'd say it's about maybe an inch short or maybe half an inch short. So it's almost a 5.5, or maybe it's 5.4 or 5.3, somewhere in there. And putting the Yumi on it to see how wide the Yumi is, about maybe a quarter of an inch wider. So this is not a very small phone. It's so it's a 5.5 inch phone, somewhere in that ballpark. Gonna see if I could put my finger here. Holding the phone though, at the bottom is the USB port, and I believe it's a micro USB. Take a look at it to be doubly sure. I have a USB cord here. Just check that real quick. Let's see if I can grab a USB cord here and double check it. Okay, let's see. Sure enough, it uses a micro USB. All right. So now, the back of it feels nice. It's all plastic, by the way. Now I'm going to try to open this. I'm putting my finger, you know, where the USB port is, see if I could pry open the back of this phone. I will have to take a butter knife to it like I do the blue. Actually, on the side, if you flip it over on the right side near the bottom, I think there, that's where you pry it open, just like a Samsung phone. So think of it like a plastic, good old plastic Samsung phone. There we go. Now, let's put in the battery. There's a place here for like an SD card. And on here, there's a place for the SIM card. So that's fine. That's just typical. All right, let's put this in and see if we could actually power this thing on. Put the battery in here. Oops. Let's see. The battery goes, there we go. The battery goes right here, facing that way. There we go. And now let's cover. Put on the plastic back on. There we go. Now it appears that the, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's what I wasn't expecting. Of course, I'm looking on the sides for like the volume control and the power. And you know what? Oh, those things are on the back. By golly. So at the back, on the very top, near the top, is the camera. And I think the up volume is next to it. Then next to that, below that, is, I believe that's the power, and then the volume down should be below that power. So I'm going to hold down the power. Feel some vibration coming on. Oh my gosh, this is horrible. LG, why did you do this? This is stupid. Oh. Right, that's my general rule. I do give it about 45 seconds or so to be sure I'm loaded to where I could put my fingers down to see if there's the capability of enabling accessibility. So I think maybe in 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Well, I think I've given it enough time. I'm going to put my two fingers down now to see what happens. I got them down.
Continue. continue touching the screen until you hear the beep sound to turn on TalkBack. To turn TalkBack off, press and hold the power key until it vibrates. Then touch and hold with two fingers until the beep sounds. Accessibility tutorial. When Explore by Touch
wow.
is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around. Showing items 1 to 8 of 37. Adjust volume settings. Music, video, games and other media. Music, video, games and other media. Adjust volume settings.
Okay.
Music volume set to 90%. Lesson 1, exploring the screen. When Explore by Touch is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around.
Okay. I'm going to find the exit. That's
home button. Exit button. Welcome to Startup Wizard.
All right.
English, United States button.
Yep, sure enough.
Use settings for people with physical disabilities. Next button.
I
double
see.
Double tap to select. Set internet connection. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4. Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi connects to networks within range and consumes more battery. Not checked. Checkbox. Select one of the available Wi-Fi networks or add another one. Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi connects to networks within range. Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. CyberHub. CenturyLink 3000, CyberHub, Belkin.add2. Belkin.add2, password, show password, show advanced options, cancel, connect. Showing items 5 to 11 of 32.
Okay.
Showing items 5 to 7 of.
This is where I would need.
Showing items 5 to 7 of 28.
I would need a headset, I believe. Let's see.
B.
Oh, actually,
show it
no.
V. Space. C. C.
Ah, it lets me do my
X.
password without
Z.
any.
A. A.
There we
showing
go.
Showing items 5 to... Numbers and symbols. Numbers and symbols. Semicolon. Colon. Percent. 5. 6. 6. Percent. Slash. 6. 6. 3. 3. Letters. Showing items 5. Space. X. X. C. C. V. Victor. B. B. Showing items 5 to 7 of 30. Numbers and symbols. Numbers and symbol. Ampersand. Backslash. 7. 8. 8.
Let's see.
Back button. Hide keyboard. Connect button. Set internet connection. Showing items 1 to 7 of 31. Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi connects. Belkin.add2.guests. In. Belkin.add2. Obtaining IP address.
Okay. Let me know what you do.
Belkin.add2, obtaining IP address.
I bet I mistyped the password somewhere, so I'm going to tap on it. Let's give it a little more time.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 27.
See if it connects.
Showing Belkin.add2.guests. Belkin.add2.guests. Internet unavailable. Belkin.add2, connected.
Okay.
Showing items 1 to 7. Overview button. Next button. Next button. Next button. Belkin.add2. CenturyLink 3. Next button. Alert,
I forgot I kept
period.
Doing a single tap. I just got so used to single tap.
Showing item 1 of 22. Showing items 1 to 7 of 23. Set internet connection. Checking connection.
And by the way, this thing does not have a finger reader. A fingerprint reader. Just a good old chip device.
Add your account. Sign in to get the most out of your device. More button. Skip account setup. Skip button. Name.
Skip it for now.
Next button. Protect your phone.
No.
Skip button. Alert device protection features will not be activated. You won't be able to prevent others from you. Skip anyway button. Google services. Checked. Use Google's location service. More button. Checked. Help improve your Android experience. Overview button. More button. Next button. LG Setup Wizard. Legal documents for LG software. This end user software license agreement, EULA, is a legal agreement between you, either an individual or a single entity, and LG Electronics Inc.
Okay.
LG.
That's okay.
Next button, disabled. Back button. I agree, not checked, check box. Next button. Terms of use.
Oh boy.
Back button. In order. Software update keeps your smart device up to date. LG. Back button. Done button. Portrait. Device unlocked. Setup from old device. Home. Camera. Play Store.
Now I'm on the home screen now and.
Overview button. Messaging.
Let's see how.
Chrome.
The keyboard.
Apps. Contacts.
This is the dock.
Back button. Phone.
The phone.
Six button. Six.
Ah, it's a lift to type. Okay, that's good.
Home button. Screen 2 of 3. Home.
Alright, let's see.
Overview button. Notification
bring down
details.
The notification.
Quick settings. Screen brightness seek control, 100%. Setup from old device. You can copy data from your old device with LG backup. Setup now button.
No.
Setup. Screen brightness seek control. Double tap all. System settings button. Notification details. Settings.
All right. We're in settings. System settings. Let's see what we have here.
Sound and notification. Airplane mode. Turn off all wireless connect. Wi-Fi, connected to bell, Bluetooth, connection not, mobile data, connection, call. Connectivity. Tethering, share your phone's. Tethering, share your, more. Home button. Setting.
Alright, I want to believe that this has tabs at the top. So let me look at the top.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 9.
Yeah, let's look at the tabs at the top.
Networks.
So this network
double
to the left
to
most.
Sound and notification.
That's next to it going
double
right.
Double tap to select. Display.
Display.
General.
And
double
general.
Tap to select.
So let's go to general.
General. Privacy. Personal. Language and keyboard. Location. Accounts and sync. Accessibility. Use settings for people with physical disabilities. Shortcut key. Privacy.
Huh.
Shortcut key.
I want to see what this shortcut
double
key
tap
does.
To select. Shortcut key. Showing item 1 of 1.
And so let's see what the shortcut key does.
Open apps quickly with the volume keys when screen locked or off.
Oh, I see.
Capture plus. Press the volume up key twice. Camera. Press the volume down key twice.
Not bad.
Home button.
Okay, let's go back.
Home button. Overview button. Back button.
All right.
Settings. Location. Accounts and
sync. I want to look at accessibility,
double
you know,
tap
just
to select.
For Reva. Because Reva sometimes like her stuff really fast. Not sometimes, but all the time.
Accessibility.
So I want to see if this thing supports
showing items 1 to 9 of
fast TTS settings for someone like Reva.
Auto services. Auto rotate screen. Checked. Checkbox. Checked. Accessibility feature. Auto rotate screen. Not checked. Checkbox. Accessibility features shortcut.
Let's see.
Accessibility features shortcut.
Let's see what
showing
that does.
Triple tap the home button for quick access to selected accessibility features. Not checked. Talkback.
Wow.
Not checked. Screen color inversion. Not checked. Touch assistant. Not checked. Accessibility settings.
That's the last one. And of course, it's,
overview button.
It's not going to be mine.
Back button.
I keep going to the right because I
showing
was...
Showing items 1 to 4 of 4.
All right, let's see if we have...
Auto-rotate screen. Not... Switch access off. Services. Switch access off. Home button.
Okay, let's see
showing
what it is.
Type. Vision. Hearing. Motor and cognition. General. Accessibility features shortcut.
Wow. Okay, let's go to vision and see what's in vision.
Vision. Vision. TalkBack provides spoken feedback for UI interactions. Message, call voice notifications, read caller info and messages out loud. Double tap to screen shade, dim the backlight, letting people with blindness save battery, not checked, checkbox. Font size, medium. Touch zoom, zoom in or out by triple tapping the screen. Screen color inversion.
Interesting.
Screen color adjustment. Screen color filter, pro, power, screen color filter, proton only. Power key ends call, not checked, checkbox.
That's the last one.
Switch, not checked. Screen color inversion. Font size, medium. Power key ends. Switch, not checked, checkbox. TalkBack, provide spoke. Message, call voice notifications, read caller info and messages out loud.
Let's look in
double
here,
tap
shall
to
we?
Select. Message, call voice notification. Calls, read caller info out loud, checked, checkbox, disabled. Read out loud.
Okay, I think one needs to enable that. Let's see.
Read out loud. Search settings. Read out loud. Calls, read caller info out loud, checked, checkbox, disabled.
Now, if I check it, let's see.
Calls, read caller info out loud, checked, checkbox, disabled.
There has to be an off-on switch.
Search settings.
Somewhere here.
Switch
though.
Not checked.
There we go. Here's the switch.
Double tap.
Near the top. So now watch this.
Calls, read caller info out loud, checked, checkbox.
Uh-huh.
Messages, read sender info out loud, checked, checkbox. Read messages out loud, not checked, checkbox. Message, language. Message, call voice notifications language.
Ah.
Double tap to select.
Let's see.
Using Google Text to Speech Engine. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7. Google Text to Speech Engine. General. Double. Speech rate, normal.
Let's see.
Speech rate.
This is
showing
what Reva wants.
Showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
It's only 5, of course. Not 9.
Checked, normal. Not checked, fast.
Let's see.
Not checked, very fast. Cancel button.
That's it. I don't see a rapid.
Checked, normal. Not checked, fast. Not checked, very fast. Very fast, checked. Speech rate. OK button. Text to speech output. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
That's very fast.
Speech rate, very fast. Pitch change, normal. Listen to an example. Play example of speech rate and pitch change. Default language status, English, United States, is fully supported. Home button.
Okay, so definitely this is not going to be for someone like Reva, who likes hers pretty fast. This is not, this is probably
pitch
the reason
change,
why
normal.
She doesn't like
double tap
the
to
LG.
Select. Speech, general, speech rate, very fast. Double tap to select.
All right, now let's go back.
Well,
actually,
button.
As we can see,
overview
there's
button.
A lot. Oh, I keep tapping that because
back
I was used to the Yumi.
Message, call voice notifications.
I was just recording
showing
for the Yumi, and now I just kind of got. All right,
screen
now let's
home.
See. What else do we need to look at? I think that's about it, though. And the keyboard. Let's see the keyboard.
Gallery.
Oh, let's see.
Play Store.
Gallery.
Camera.
Let's look at the camera.
Rear camera. Tag locations. Tag photos and videos with their locations. You can change this later in settings greater than location. No. Yes. Yes button. No button. Tag locations. Tag photos and videos with their locations. You can change this later in settings greater than location. No. Yes. Double tag location. Yes button.
All right. Let's take a look at the camera and see what it is. Looking at the bottom of the camera.
Overview button.
Back button. You know what?
View button.
At the top,
tap to select.
Right, there's a view.
View button.
And when I tap that, it pops up some buttons at the top, I believe.
View button.
To the left
double
of that.
Double tap to select. Switch to flash off on auto button. Switch to front camera button.
And then.
Open settings button.
Let's see what the settings
showing
are.
Showing items 1 to 4 of 4. Timer off. Double tap to select. Voice shutter off. Double tap to select.
I wonder what voice shutter does.
Screen ratio. Double tap
to select.
Let's
enable voice shutter.
Voice shutter off. Voice shutter. To take photo, say one of the following words. Cheese, smile, whiskey, kimchi, LG, don't show this again. Okay.
Ah.
Okay button.
Let's give it a try. Cheese! A knucklehead, you didn't hear me. Cheese! LG! LG works, but not cheese. Oh, I said the word, and there it went. Cheese! Smile! Smile! Probably I got too many pictures. But oh my world. So now let's see if I could find my gallery now that I have some things in here.
Gallery button.
Uh-huh.
Start recording button.
Uh-huh.
Shutter button.
Now.
Back button.
All right, so let's see.
Start recording button.
Let's try the recording. Here we are for inclusiveandroid.com. This is Warren Carr testing out the video camera for LG K7. And we'll stop that for now, shall we? Let's find a stop.
Over. Stop recording button.
All right, so we stopped it. See if I could find where we played.
Gallery button. Start recording button. Shutter button. Back button.
Okay, let's go to gallery.
Gallery button. Alert complete action using. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. Use as default app. Photos.
Let's try photos.
Cancel button.
And just say okay.
Okay button. Photos. Photos. Media viewer.
All right. Let's see what we got.
Double play video button. Double
does it?
0 100 016. Double tap to select. Photo. 0 100 016. Play video button.
For inclusiveandroid.com, this is Warren Carr. Testing out the video camera for LG K7. And we'll stop that for now, shall we? Let's find a stop.
Stop recording button. 013,
there
016.
We go. I just tapped in the middle, it paused it.
14,
let's see
016.
If I can delete.
Details button. Edit photo button. Photo. Double tap. Details button. Share button. Share photo.
Why can I find delete?
More options button. Showing 4 items. Loop video checked. Checkbox.
Ah, okay. Don't loop it.
Media viewer.
Thank you very much.
More options button. Showing 4 items. Slideshow. Loop video not checked. Checkbox. Delete device copy. Double tap. Media viewer. Alert delete device copy.
Yes.
Delete button. Delete button.
I keep doing a single tap.
Device copy. Media viewer.
So as I delete it, it moves to the next picture.
Showing 5. Help and feedback.
I just
delete device copy.
Want to be able to delete all.
Delete button. Media viewer. More options button. Showing help and feedback. Delete device copy. Media viewer. Alert delete. Delete button. Media viewer.
And there you have it. That's LG K7. And if I forget anything about this phone and go ahead and ask. I didn't try it with any software, say KNFB reader or whatever, because I didn't sign into it. So I don't have any of those now that I can try it with. But that's it for LG K7. For inclusiveandroid.com, this is Warren Carr saying thanks for listening. Until next time.